Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. Today, we are going to be talking to quite a few people from a nonprofit organization out of D.C. called For Love of Children. Now, this will be their second time on our show. They came on our show briefly last year for about 15 or 20 minutes, got a great response, and didn't really have the opportunity to talk about every single thing that we wanted to speak with them about. So we invited them back again, so they're going to be here for 45 minutes. So exactly who are they? Now, for Love of Children, their mission really is just to provide young children and high-risk youth with resources to basically help them achieve educational and personal success through educational services. It's really going to help prepare them to be lifelong learners and to be good members of society. Now, how do they do that? That's what they're going to talk to us about when they get here and get on the line in a few minutes. But we've got about four people that's going to be joining us from the organization. Allison is the director of programs, so she'll be able to really give us a sense of the types of programs that they're using there to be able to help a lot of these kids gain the skills that they're going to need in the classrooms to help them get through their day in terms of their classes, math, English, and all of that good stuff. Now, Nicole is going to be joining us, and Nicole is a 6th and 12th grade reading tutor, so she'll give us an idea because she's kind of doing the hands-on hands where she's right there with the students. So she'll really give us a sense of how that's going for her, as well as what the experience is like for her. Now, Alicia is going to join us, and I'm very, very happy that Alicia will be joining us. But Alicia is one of Nicole's students, and Nicole went through this program, but she is now a senior in high school. And she, to this day, which I think is great, Alicia is still involved for Love of Children. So she not only received something from the program and benefited, she's also giving back. And Amber, who was on our show before, Amber is the recruitment coordinator, and Amber is going to be able, you know, to answer a lot of those questions about how long the program has been around and sort of who they are, and also how you can help the program because they're always looking for volunteers. So Amber's going to give us a sense of that. And I know what happens is they have a sort of a volunteer day, although I'm sure that's not what it's called. But that's where if you're thinking about becoming a volunteer for Love of Children, they have this seminar where you come in there, you get to meet people, they get to talk to you about the organization, and then, you know, you can kind of make the decision to see if this is something that you're going to want to do or not. I was supposed to make it to one of those, but I think I got sick, and then all the snow that has just hit the East Coast has kind of shut a lot of things down, but here we're going to warm up a little bit, so I'm hoping that that snow is actually going to all melt away so that we can kind of get back into the business of doing things. But I think we do have one of the ladies on the line, so let's go ahead and see which one of these are going to be joining us. Hi, caller, are you there? It's Victoria.
Yeah, we're all here. It's Amber, Allison, Nicole, and Alicia all in the same room.
Oh, great, great. So can all of you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
That's great. Well, we're going to have one big conversation and party. And Amber, I actually want to start off and give a quick mention to Tubman Elementary School because that is a school that you guys help out. And my sister is an administrator there at the school, and I wanted to give them a shout-out because yesterday she told me through a reading program that they got invited this Friday to go to the White House. And I'm so happy for their school that they'll, you know, the kids will be able to get the opportunity to go visit the White House.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's great. But I wanted to mention that because I know you guys have done things at Tubman, and that's the school with my sister. But Amber, let's go ahead and get started with you first. You're the recruitment coordinator. Tell us a little bit about what you do and also just about For Love of Children.
Sure. So basically what I do is I recruit both our volunteers, so that would be our tutors and other volunteers we have in the organization, and I also recruit students for all three of our programs. We have our tutoring program, the neighborhood tutoring program for 1st through 12th grade students in reading and math. And we have our Leaders in Action program for middle school students. And then our Educational Guidance and Advocacy program for high school students. And so I recruit for all three, trying to get out in the community, get to schools, and get students interested and involved.
Well, and I think we talked about this before, but I imagine, at least I would think, when someone like you would come around to my school, I would be, as an administrator or teacher, I would be so excited to see For Love of Children, because to be able to have that connection where the kids are not only getting what they need in school, but also to get that when school is out, that must be great for the folks that you guys help and deal with.
Absolutely.
And speaking of some of the programs, Allison, are you there?
I am.
So so I guess one of the big questions that I was interested in, and when I went on Facebook to tell all of my friends that I was going to be talking to you guys today, is a girlfriend of mine, and she is into education, and she had the same question that I had, and that was, is it difficult for you to come up with the types of programs that you're going to use for those students in the tutoring process, and how do you come up with the programs?
That's a really great question. So in terms of the programs in general, I actually oversee the operation of all three of our programs, so our tutoring program as well as our middle school and high school workshops. I would say in terms of how For Love of Children creates the programming that we do, it's fairly easy because it's all student-driven. It's all about what the students need. So every year, over the summer, we really spend a lot of time looking at both the evaluations that we have through different assessments and surveys that we do with students and see how they're doing. And then we also spend a lot of time talking as staff about what we've seen and heard with students. And so, therefore, what we know that they need from what we're seeing with what's going on with them in school, or what they've told us that they want to do or what they need to do. So that's for both the workshops and the tutoring program. And in the tutoring program, we spend a lot of time looking at the curricula that we work with and making modifications to address needs of specific students and of different learning styles.
Well, I very much like that approach. And, again, I'm just a journalist. I'm not an educator, but I'll tell you why I like that approach, because you actually listen and let the kids, you know, directly tell you what they're having problems with and looking at those assessments. So I feel like you're really able to meet their needs right there where they need them, you know?
That's always the goal. What we recognize is that one of the challenges of the public education system is that in our public education system, every student is expected to learn the same way and to go through the curricula over a number of years, and it's very difficult for teachers with classrooms that are large to provide individualized support that students need. And that's really what we're about here at For Love of Children, is really reacting to the students as individuals and trying to find out what's going on with them and finding ways to help them to figure out what they want to do, who they want to be, what they're passionate about, and then provide the resources and help them to build the skills that they need to get there.
That is wonderful. Wow. I just think that that's wonderful, because a lot of kids, and I was born and raised in D.C., so I know the area very well. And just to let our listeners know, if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with For Love of Children there at 1763 Columbia Road in Northwest D.C. on the first floor. And we do have their website here on my link, so make sure when the show is over that you kind of go on the website and check it out and, you know, see all the opportunities that you will have for yourself in terms of donating and volunteering your time there. But, you know, I was thinking about myself growing up in D.C. and being born and raised there. One thing I always loved about the district was that there always seemed to me that there are always these little programs around, you know. And as, at the time when I was a kid, you know, I didn't know about all that stuff. But, you know, looking back on it now as an adult, there was always some type of after-school program. I always remember there were always people, you know, from different organizations, whether it was businesses or nonprofits, that will always come to my school in the evening to to sit down and tutor and to help us kids. And I always needed help in math. And I remember having a young lady, I don't remember her name, but I can still see her face to this day. And at the time, I guess she must have been in college, but I never forget that her spending the time to sit there. And she came 4 days a week, which looking back on it now was a lot for a college kid to take 4 days a week out of their time to come to an elementary school, you know, to help us out. But I say that in the spirit that I know all of these kids, you know, that go through any of those programs are certainly going to remember that, and I know that it's definitely touching their lives. So I do want to move on to Nicole. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Nicole, so you're one of the reading tutors there, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So tell me why you decided to get involved in the organization, and the second part to that question is, when you're there, what's a typical day like with you for the kids?
Well, I've been involved with Flock now for 3.5 years, and I had finished school, and I started working, and I was looking for ways to get involved in my community, and I happened to see a flyer as I was walking down the street about Flock, and I looked it up online, and the more I read about the program, the more I liked it. It's a very comprehensive program where you work one-on-one with one student. It doesn't change up, so there's a lot of consistency, and mm-hmm. At the very beginning, the basics of reading, and you get to see like, tangible progress every single week with your student, and it's very well organized. So after reading about it, I decided to get involved, and 3.5 years later, I'm still here.
That's great. That is great. So when a student sits down with you, or when you sit down with a student, tell us kind of how that goes from start to finish. When they arrive, do they already kind of have a set schedule of what they want to work on that day, or do you ask questions and see what they need to work on that day?
Well, we tutor to a very specific program. So, you know, there's a reading program, there's a curriculum that we use, and every week when we're actually done tutoring, we sit down and write the lesson plan for the next week. So, you know, we take notes on what went well that lesson, what didn't go well, what the student had trouble with, what they excelled mm-hmm. at. You know, we can review that quickly the next session. And so then you sit down and, you know, you prepare for 15 minutes approximately before the student arrives. And then when they arrive, they sit down, you review some of the stuff you went over last week, and then you begin to introduce either new stuff or, you know, you go over the stuff that needs to be reinforced from last week, and you stay within that parameters mm-hmm. of the lesson that you're working on. And it's all laid out, and you go step by step. And, you know, you can, as the lesson progresses, you change it a little bit, but you usually, mm-hmm. you know, go over the concepts that need to be taught that day.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nicole, that must be getting back to the point that you made where you talked about you're able to see tangible things. That must be so rewarding to be able to take a student from point A to point B to point C and to see that progress that they're making along the way. It's got to be rewarding for you.
Oh, it's very rewarding. It ends up being probably the best night of the week for me. You know, you're at work and you're tired, and then you get mm-hmm. to sit here and work with a student who's very enthusiastic, who wants to learn, and you get a chance to really make a difference and give back. So, yeah, it's very rewarding.
That's awesome. Miss Alicia, are you still there?
Yes.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Fine.
Alicia, when before you guys came on the air and I was introducing the show, I kind of babbled on about how happy I was to see that you not only was one of the students there, but that you're a senior in high school, but you're still there giving back. And I just want to, first of all, just give you kudos and just think that's awesome that you got something from the program, but you return to also give something back. So, Alicia, tell us at what age did you get started there with For Love of Children and how it's helped you so far?
Well, I've been in the Love of Children since probably first grade, really
wow.
young. I started out in, like, after-school programs, and then I started doing tutoring on Saturdays, so I've been in the tutoring program since elementary school,
mm-hmm.
and I think that it's helped me along the way with my reading, because I'm really bad in reading
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and math, but more reading, and it teaches me how to speak in front of people, because I'm not a people's person that much. I think it's helped me over the years grow confidence in reading and not being afraid if you don't know how to read in front of a class. Because elementary school, they used to make you read in front of the class. That was the worst thing. I used to hate doing that.
And then really?
I was like, if I don't know the word, I don't know the word. I can't not read. So then I just started getting used to reading in front of people. So it's helped me a lot.
Well, I can tell now just with the interview that we're doing, because I can tell you certainly don't sound like you're shy, and you certainly do speak very well. So obviously, if you are an indication of the kids going through the program, Amber, Allison, and Nicole, she certainly is doing a great job. So Alicia, so you're still there. So tell me a little bit about what you do there now. Are you helping other kids right now yourself?
Well, I do tutoring on Tuesday nights with Nicole, and Thursdays I do the Education Guidance and Advocacy Program. So they help us with our college applications. And, well, this summer we went to, like, a college summit thing where you want to be peer leaders. And so there's, like, a group of us that are peer leaders for the program, for the leadership programs, and we set up, like, activities that will help underclassmen from the 7th through 11th grade and 12th grade with little things so they know to get ready for, like, the 8th grade or the 9th grade and 12th grade. And so we make little activities for them. We started one, but we haven't finished yet. So
right.
Our first
well,
year.
And I'm sure all of that is an ongoing thing. I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you about to say?
It's our first year doing it. They never really follow through with it. So, like, we're the first, like, senior class that's able to follow through with the leadership program. So, yeah.
Well, I am very, very happy to hear, Alicia, how you were able to articulate, you know, the difficulty that you had with reading and how the program was able to help you with the reading and to get up and speak in front of a group of people, because that is a very, very difficult thing to do, especially if you're worried about not knowing the word. So I think that's awesome. And again, I totally commend you on still being a part of the program and helping give back. So Amber, Alicia obviously is just a shining example of what the organization is able to do. And really, I guess to a large extent, what you want to do, that's the goal, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, our goal is to offer what we call a continuum of services. So we really want to, whenever students come to us, we want to keep them with us as long as they need our support and our services. So with Alicia, she's been with us throughout her entire education thus far, and we're super excited that she's going to graduate and go to college, and we're going to keep that connection and we're going to keep that relationship with her as she goes through her post-secondary education. So for us, it's really about relationships, about providing everything a student needs to be successful. About providing educational support, emotional support if necessary, financial support a little bit. We do have a scholarship program for our students who go through our educational guidance and advocacy program. And so we really try to cover all the bases that we can and make sure our students are prepared when they graduate high school and then eventually when they graduate their post-secondary education as well.
Alicia, I have a feeling, sweetie, I don't know how many tickets you get for graduation, but I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people that's going to want to be there for your graduation. Now, also, Amber, you just mentioned something about the scholarship program and donations. You know, Allison or Amber, either one of you guys can go ahead and talk about that. For example, if somebody wants to volunteer, and also if you do want to make a donation, I know you also have that information on your website for our listeners out there as well, but one of you can address that.
Sure. Well, talking about volunteer opportunities in general, our website has a list of orientation dates. Coming to an orientation is a great opportunity for someone who's interested in getting involved with our organization, because they're able to really get a more in-depth overview of everything we do and also really understand how they can get involved. So I would definitely recommend anyone who's interested in becoming a volunteer to go to our website. My information is there as well. They can always call or email. And come to an orientation, learn more about us, and figure out how exactly they want to spend time with us.
Yeah. I was supposed to come to one of the orientations. I want to say it was in Actually, it was here in January. I was supposed to meet my friend Karen Foster Cody, who is how I found out about you guys, and I ended up getting the flu, and I wasn't able to make it, but I'm certainly still going to put that on my list and make sure that I make it over there, as I do myself want to, you know, continuously be involved within your within the organization. And I also noticed, which, of course, I love, that I see you guys are on Facebook, you're on Twitter, and you're on LinkedIn. I think it's great that you're reaching out to all those social networking sites as well.
Absolutely. We try and use every possible way to really develop out our network. That's really what Flock is about. We really want to bring as many people around students to support them as we possibly can. So part of how we do that is through our staff and our volunteers here at the organization. But the other way that we do that is through our larger network of people who are supporting the work that we do. And so just like everything else we do, donations and fundraising for us is really about relationship. It's really about people getting to know about who For Love of Children is, what we do, and them deciding that that's something that they really want to be a part of. Not just to support financially, but to really recognize that they're becoming a part of essentially the larger Flock family. So those orientations that, you know, you mentioned that you are planning to come to one, those are called our Flock 101s, and that is an opportunity for someone to come and learn all about the organization and to figure out what they have to offer, whether that's a donation, volunteering, or other resources, but just to really learn about our stories and get connected to us. And so Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn are just one other way that we do that.
Well, I'm on Facebook, so of course I'm going to have to be one of your fans and tell all of my friends, tell all of my 700 and something friends to be your fans on there as well on Facebook. Now, for those of you that are just joining us on At Home with Victoria, thank you so much for being here. We're talking to an organization for Love of Children. They were here. Amber, I know it was last year. I can't remember when it was. It must have been in December, but Amber came by for, it was about a quick, I want to say 10 or 15 minutes to talk about the organization. And we got such a great response. At least I did. I got a lot of emails, and then that was when I found out that you guys had some tutors at my sister's school, and a couple of other people in D.C. Called to say, hey, I saw, you know, that you were interviewing those guys. So I was very happy to see that it seems like a lot of people certainly do know about you guys in D.C. So I just had such a huge response that I asked Amber, you know, if the organization would be able to come back again and do 45 minutes to really kind of talk a little bit more about it. So, Nicole, I want to get back to you. We talked about how rewarding it can be for you to do something like this. You started out, now you've been there for 3 years. So how do the kids kind of, I guess, indirectly affect you as a person? I mean, besides, I'm sure they're really great and fun to be around. Are there any kind of life lessons that you learn from them, Nicole?
Well, I learn from Alicia every week. And, you know, that's a good question. I think that, you know, I learned to not take what I had as a child for granted and really learn every day what one person can do or the difference that you can make in somebody's life. And it's only one day a week. And, you know, I've been here 3.5 years and, you know, just to talk about the program, just sitting here listening to you talk about it fills me with an immense sense of pride that I do participate in something like this that really does make a difference and really is very rewarding and just teaches you that, you know, you can do stuff and it doesn't, in your community, and it doesn't take a lot and it, you know, doesn't take a lot of time. It's one night a week and really do make a difference. And, you know, I work with Alicia every Tuesday, but I've been here, I did the Saturday morning programs before I did the Tuesday evening programs, and you see the students, and it really is a family environment. You know, I don't get to work with the other students, but you see them grow and you see their progress. It really is just an extremely rewarding experience and one that I'm very glad and happy to participate in.
That's awesome. That's why I said I think Alicia is going to need probably some extra tickets for her high school graduation. Because I'm sure everyone's gonna want a ticket. That's gonna be the hot ticket girl for that graduation. So, Allison, I wanted to ask you the same question about just indirectly or directly how do the kids just affect you and help you in your everyday life?
Yeah, to be honest, I think that interacting with students like those here at For Love of Children has in many ways changed who I am, changed mm-hmm. where I thought I would be. I'm a person who, after college, didn't initially plan to be doing the work that I'm doing now. I was someone that thought that I was going to be doing work overseas in conflict resolution. But I started working in an educational program, and I got hooked.
Wow.
Because what I saw was that there are so many kids that have an immense amount of potential mm-hmm. and are smart and bright and energetic, and they want to learn, and they're struggling because of a system that is struggling. And they're struggling because they may go to schools that lack resources or schools that are in neighborhoods that make it difficult for them to recruit good mm-hmm. teachers. And because of that, I now am in a completely different career path and wanting to do something completely differently, because every time I have the chance to work with one of these kids, to interact with them here at Flock, mm-hmm. It's amazing to me to see the amount of potential that one has, and to recognize our ability as a community to impact that potential. And mm-hmm. to recognize that if we can do that, if we can help our young people to live up to their potential, think about the type of world that we could live in.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
That. So for me, it gives me a reason to get up every morning and come to work mm-hmm. because I get to interact with these kids and I get to see their potential and I get to see the moments and hear about the moments when the lights turned on, when a student
right.
understood a concept in tutoring, or when they figured out that they could, in fact, go to college, even if they're the first in their family to do so, and when
right.
they figured out that that could be a reality for them. Those are the times when I recognize really the power of the human spirit. So those are just a few of the amazing lessons that I've learned through working with these students.
I'm telling you, Allison, you're about to make me cry.
Well,
wow.
Cool, but.
you can't make the journalist cry. I'm not supposed to cry. You guys are supposed to cry. And Amber, I wanted to ask you the same question that I asked the other ones. How have the kids indirectly and directly impacted your life?
Sure. I myself am a first generation college goer. I grew up on a farm in Pennsylvania, so the environment wasn't exactly conducive to going after post-secondary education.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are fantastic and extremely bright people, but they didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But they always told me that I could do anything I wanted to do as long as I worked hard. And so even though I had to put myself through college and kind of figure it out, I did it, and I really understand and I value what education can do for you. And that's something that my parents taught me, even though they didn't experience it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what it's like to not exactly know how you're going to do it, to want to do more with your life, but wonder how you can fund it, how you can find the answers. And
mm-hmm.
for me, I just think it's amazing that our students here have all that support at one place that they need.
At one place, yeah.
That they can come here and they can do that. And, you know, like Allison and Nicole both already said, it's amazing when you see those moments when students realize what all they really can do,
right.
that there are really no boundaries, that as long as they work hard and stay focused, they can go as far as they could possibly want to go, wherever that is. And for me, that's just, it touches me personally from my own background, and it really I don't know, it makes me enjoy what I do that much more.
That's great. So listen, you guys make me cry, make me want to cry. I'm not sure if I can have you back again, because I can't have you guys making me cry on the show. But no, I just think that, yeah, I mean, I just think it is just absolutely wonderful. I think it was you, Allison, especially when you said at the moment when you can look at these kids and that you can see that the light bulb went off, or that, you know, something went off in them, and now they think, oh, you know what, I can do this. Oh, my goodness, I can do that. I can go to college. I can do this. I can do that. And, Amber, I can identify with you because I was the first person in my family that ever went to college. Undergrad and graduate school, and that graduated. So since then, my cousin graduated from college, and now I have a niece who is in college. So I totally get that, Amber, about that whole college thing, because no one in my family, they were, you know, all bright people, of course, but none of them went to college. So that was a pretty big deal for my family when I graduated from college. And I remember, I want to say I was in 11th grade where you guys talk about the light bulb going off, and I don't know what class I was in or what I was doing, but I remember thinking to myself, you know, wow, I actually think I can go to college. And I remember being so excited about that, because up until that point, you know, people would sort of talk about it, but nobody had really talked about it too much. You'd hear other students and your friends talk about what college they were going to and this and that, but that was sort of my moment when the light bulb went off in my head. And I had always had, you know, decent grades, but I guess getting back to what you guys were talking about, where, you know, I wasn't in one place where I had people to sort of direct me and push me into saying, yes, you know, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this. But I came upon that myself, making the decision that I knew that I would be able to do it. And then I started asking questions, you know, with my counselor. So it kind of happened that way for me. But that's why I just think with what you guys do, you know, to have a place where kids can come and you have emotional, educational, sort of big sister, big brother support. You've got all of these things rolled into one for them to be there and have that. I mean, I'm telling you, you guys probably know this, but that's just so, I mean, you can't put a price tag on something like that. I assure you of that. You just can't.
I have to agree with you there.
You really can't.
I think also one of the things that is incredibly unique about For Love of Children, Amber mentioned earlier, but I personally find it to be one of the most powerful things that we do here, is that not only do we try to get a kid in early and keep them until they graduate from high school, which is a fairly common thing that many educational programs are great about doing and is so important. But here at For Love of Children, we recognize that that's not the only thing needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of every 100 students that start ninth grade in D.C. public schools, only 49 of those students will graduate from high school.
Wow.
Only 29 of those students will pursue a post-secondary degree.
Wow.
And 29 students, only 9 will complete a post-secondary degree within 5 years of graduating from high school. So what we recognize is only 9 out of everyone who begin ninth grade in D.C. public schools will get a post-secondary degree within 5 years.
I didn't know that number. Wow, didn't know that number.
Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, for us, what we've recognized is that even just getting them to the point of graduation isn't enough, because, you know, 9% of D.C. public school students graduate from high school, but only 9 get a post-secondary degree. And so one of the big things for us is going further and sticking with them with our scholars program, both financially but also with support, to make sure that they can transition into post-secondary life successfully, that they learn how to take ownership of their education as an adult. And, you know, I mean, Alicia is a really great example, a person who is preparing for that transition right now as a senior in high school. And we were talking earlier about, where is she going? Where has she applied to school, and what are the schools that she's serious about going to? And one of the things that I think is really powerful is that she has the opportunity to know that there are going to be people here who will be available for her all the way through, to make sure that she can do that successfully, that she walks out with a degree and is ready to go out into the adult world or to make decisions after that initial post-secondary degree that will set her up for whatever she wants for her own future.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I have to say too, just to sort of piggyback on that, is that I do remember my first year in college was the most difficult, and I happened to obviously recognize that I was having problems in certain areas, and I needed a tutor. So, you know, instead of me being one of the people that made the decision that I wasn't going to do that, it was never an option that I was not going to finish. I was going to finish what I started. But I went to my counselor, and they were able, you know, to get me help. But I say that because, and all of you guys know that's been to college, really, no matter, I mean, think about if you come from a background where you've got all the support, your parents have been to college, you know, it's difficult for you, but then it's even more so difficult for kids, you know, that are coming from low-income families and, you know, that have all those different types of struggle to go into a situation like that. So it's even more important for those guys, especially that first year to me is critical from my own experience, that you've got to have somebody there that's going to help you, because you're going to have good days and you're going to have a lot of bad days too. And I think what will separate kids that will continue on the path to do it versus those who don't is it's going to be that support that's going to push them over.
Absolutely.
It really is going to be that. Well, for those of you that are just joining us, we've been having a very lively, educational, and sometimes emotional discussion with the organization out of D.C. for Love of Children. And it's basically their goal to tutor kids. You know, they start with these kids at a young age, and Alicia, who is joining us, is a very good example. She's in high school now, and they continue with them throughout that whole period of time through these different programs that they have there to help kids. I know you guys can't believe it, but our time is up. 45 minutes actually go by pretty fast, but I do look forward to being at one of those meetings to meet all of you and to get to see your faces in person. So, Allison, Nicole, Alicia, and Amber, thank you so much for being here. And promise me when you've got something new or something going on, especially if you've got any fundraising events, that you'll come back on the show so I can help you get the word out there about it.
Definitely. We'd love to do so.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you when I get there to visit.
Exactly. Look forward to it.
Thank you so much. And for those of you that are joining us, that was For Love of Children, again, a wonderful nonprofit group out of D.C., and they've been around a really long time, so we're not talking, you know, sort of a group that just sprout up and are kind of getting off to a start. They've been doing this for a while, so they've kind of got their system over there down pat. But Allison was joining us, and she was the director of programs for the organization. Nicole is the 6th and 12th grade reading tutor, and one of Nicole's students is Alicia, and Alicia started with the program when she was in elementary school. Now she's a senior in high school, and what's also that I love about Alicia is that she remains in the program. She remains a part for Love of Children, and she is now helping some of the kids that are coming through the program like other kids helped her. So I just think that's really special. And Amber is the recruitment coordinator. So, you know, it's Amber's job to recruit as many folks as she can as possible. So, again, and I throughout this entire process, I forgot to mention the chat room. And for those of you that are joining us, I see we do have some guests there. My apologies. I didn't mean to ignore you, but we kind of really got into that conversation. So I want to thank you so much for taking the time this evening to join us inside the chat room, the guests that we do have there. Now, if you are interested in more information for Love of Children, then you can check out my website, because I do have a link on there. And it's flockdc.org, FLOCDC.org. But again, they're on my link to the website. So if you've been thinking about volunteering, if you want to give your time to help some kids, you know, that I'm telling you that that's just a great organization to at least take the time to go to listen, to sit down at one of the orientations and to see what it is that they have to offer, because that may be an organization that you are interested in helping out as well. So again, I want to thank Allison, Nicole, Alicia, and as well as Amber for joining us. And I want to thank all of you guys for joining us on At Home with Victoria. Before we leave, I do want to give another shout-out to Tubman Elementary School in D.C., my sister's school, Yolanda Gaither. They were invited this Friday to go to the White House, and that's through a weekend reading program at the school. So I'll have to get the 411 on what happened to their trip in the White House, and we'll discuss that the next time I have the opportunity to talk to you. So, again, thanks so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. You guys have a good one, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.